USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Hiding in plain sight on page 508 of the U.S. Senate's 2,700-plus page infrastructure bill are the plans for a national per-mile fee pilot program, and it's exactly what it sounds like. The more you drive, the more you pay. If passed, the Secretary of Transportation would start putting together the $10 million program no more than 90 days after the bill's passage. Former President Barack Obama has scaled back his 60th birthday mega bash in Martha's Vineyard, citing the spread of coronavirus's Delta variant. A statement said, due to the new spread of the Delta variant over the past week, the President and Mrs. Obama have decided to significantly scale back the event to include only family and close friends. End quote. Germany sent a warship to the South China Sea on Monday for the first time since 2002. China says the nearly 1.3 million square mile area in the South China Sea are within its sovereign territory due to language in the Law of the Sea Convention. USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the typical health insurance plan. That's double. So you get a massive network of providers to choose from. You get telehealth services, and MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. Here's why now really is the time to make the switch, too. You can start saving each month, which is huge, but right now, they'll waive your joining fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. But again, it's a limited time offer. You got to call now. And it only takes 2 minutes to find out how much you'd save by switching. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Disgraced Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo slammed by the New York Attorney General's office for sexual misconduct and creating a toxic work environment is defiant for calls to resign.
But they read into comments that I made and draw inferences that I never meant. They ascribe motives I never had. And simply put, they heard things that I just didn't say. Charlotte, I want you to know that I am truly and deeply sorry. I brought my personal experience into the workplace, and I shouldn't have done that. I was trying to help. Obviously, I didn't. I am even more sorry that I further complicated the situation. My goal was the exact opposite. I wish nothing but good for you and for all survivors of sexual assault.
USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
New York Governor Democrat Andrew Cuomo sexually assaulted 11 women in violation of the law, the state attorney general Letitia James said on Tuesday. Local prosecutors have launched a criminal investigation and calls for him to resign or be impeached reached the president.
If the investigation of the attorney general concluded that the allegations are correct, that back in March, that I would recommend he resign. That's what I'm doing today. I've not read the report. I don't know the detail of it. All I know is the end result.
New York does not have a recall mechanism like what's happening with the Democrat governor in California. Governor Cuomo remains defiant and discounts the independent investigation's finding.
It has been a hard and a painful period for me and my family, especially as others feed ugly stories to the press. But I cooperated with the review, and I can now finally share the truth. My attorney, who is a non-political former federal prosecutor, has done a response to each allegation, and the facts are much different than what has been portrayed. That document is available on my website. If you are interested, please take the time to read the facts and decide for yourself.
Pete Parada, the drummer for the band The Offspring, has been kicked out of the band for not getting vaccinated. He posted on social media Tuesday. In the United States Tuesday, 451 Americans died from COVID, according to Johns Hopkins University. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.